Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
I don't think there's any doubt that the angel of the Lord who arrested Abraham and kept him from harming his son is the one described in the New Testament in these clear and helpful words. Quote, "No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him." John 1 verse 18. The seen God is always the Son of God. Dear Christian, do you understand what this means? 2,000 years before his own journey to Calvary, at the northern peak of Mount Moriah, the Son of God was there, watching another father and son going to the place of sacrifice. He was watching as old Abraham built the altar, laid out the wood, bound his son, and helped him onto the altar. He saw the upraised knife glistening in the sunlight. But more, he knew the profound reverential fear in Abraham's heart that would do such a thing. Notice carefully, quote, "Now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." Again, as we noticed in earlier visitations of the angel of the Lord, we can see the distinction in persons, but absolute unity of action in the statement. You fear God, you have not withheld your son from me. But what a profound insight we have here. Who was it that stopped the knife and provided a substitute, a ram caught in a thicket by its horns? Verse 13. The very same one for whom there would be no voice from heaven and no substitute ram. How true the words of his detractors, "He saved others, himself he cannot save." Matthew 27:42. If he had returned to the Father without his redemptive work, there would be no salvation to offer, and God would not bear the name Jehovah Jireh. But God did provide. No wonder he is so pleased with his son.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.